So I just want to run through a whole bunch of great papers that you're involved with. So relevant to that in this sort of, I guess, Terry King Journal Club, I saw an interesting paper, really interesting. I was curious about, always interested in what's going on up there in Boston. This was in the journal Oncologist, Impact of Genomic Assay Testing and Clinical Features on Chemotherapy Use After Implementing Standardized Testing Criteria. This is really a description of what you all have done at your own institution. So I'm really curious what you're doing and, you know, what happened as a result.
Sure. So one of the challenges, of course, in deciding in some of these controversial cases, do I want to use the recurrence score to make a treatment decision, or am I leaning towards treatment in this patient? And when multidisciplinary teams, when they get into these discussions about what to do, we often find that the recurrence score does become, you know, one of the most important predictors of their management. And so having that recurrence score in a timely manner to help make those treatment decisions becomes very important. So when I first arrived in Boston several years ago, they had done an analysis looking at the time it took patients to begin their adjuvant systemic therapy. So for those patients who were going to be treated, how many days passed between surgery and initiating treatment? And they were actually quite surprised that only about 50% of their patients initiated treatment within 6 weeks of surgery. And so they looked at factors that were associated with delays to treatment, and they found that actually the use of the Oncotype recurrence score was actually associated with a delay in getting to treatment. And so in an effort to try to have that information sooner so that clinicians and patients could use that information to make those treatment decisions, we initiated what we call reflex testing. We agreed upon a standard set of criteria for whom we would want the recurrence score. And then the surgeons became very important members of that team and those decisions. And we actually would take on the responsibility of ordering the recurrence score as soon as the pathology report was back for those patients that met that reflex testing, that reflex criteria. And when we looked at the baseline, so prior to initiating reflex testing versus after initiating reflex testing, and compared the time that it took to get the recurrent score result and the time that it took for patients to initiate systemic therapy, we saw a significant decrease in both of those measures, where now up to 75 to 80% of patients were initiating their chemotherapy within 6 weeks of surgery, and at baseline it had been only about 50%. So just by standardizing the process, creating a workflow, agreeing upon standardized criteria that everybody was going to want this information, and so let's just initiate this workflow to get this information in a more expedient manner for clinicians, resulted in an improvement in our overall quality of care. And it didn't actually change the overall percentage of patients that were receiving chemotherapy. So in the baseline state, about 15% of patients that met our criteria had received chemotherapy. And after initiating reflex testing, again, about 15% of patients received chemotherapy. When we looked at the characteristics of those patients that were receiving chemotherapy, the only thing that reflex testing changed was that we were using the recurrent score now more often in some younger patients that previously did not have Oncotype sent by their physicians. And we were using it in patients that had more multifocal or multicentric disease. So it opened up our ability, I guess, to send testing on more patients and to get that information back in a timely manner, but did not result in higher uses of chemotherapy.
You know, it's interesting. It seems like there'd be a real major quality of life benefit to get started early. You know, patients are anxious. This is a very critical moment for them. It may be delaying them getting back to work. So this is a really big, tangible benefit.
Yeah, it really does improve the overall quality of care. And yes, certainly helps patients. They have an expectation from the outset. They know that when we get that pathology report back, we tell them that we'll be reviewing it, and if they meet the criteria, we'll be sending this test. And then they have a nice timeline in their mind to know that when they do meet with their medical oncologist postoperatively, that that information will be available and they'll be able to have that discussion.